Last week, House Speaker Davy Carter said he and fellow supporters of the private option were through with negotiating on that program's funding bill. This week, Carter says he's at least willing to have discussions with opponents, even though, as he says, there simply isn't enough support to amend the private option bill anymore.
It's just simply a numbers game. I mean, it takes 51 members to do anything.
And there are nowhere near 51 members who want to do anything else to the private option, he says. After months of debate and discussion, Carter says he'll keep talking with legislators who have ideas about how to overcome the impasse.
I'm certainly more than happy to discuss it from down in the weeds details all the way to the procedural reality of where we are right now.
The reality is that 27 representatives continue to hold out, leaving the House only two votes shy of the needed 3/4 supermajority to keep funding the program. But those 27 continue to dig in their heels. Republican State Representative Bruce Cozart is one of them. He introduced an amendment to separate the private option from the rest of the Department of Human Services budget, which is likely to garner very little support. He still maintains that the majority must appeal to the minority's demands, however.
I think we still have to make a statement and make somebody else step up and say that we don't want what you want. We know you don't like what we like. But we've got to come together and find a medium. Either that or somebody's going to have to step out. You know, if somebody wants to step out of the 27 or get it down to where it's just 25, they need to do that. You know, I'm not pushing them out. You know, we're not trying to do that.
With next week's end of the fiscal session looming, it's unclear when the House will again vote on the private option. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.